Praise be Jesus and Mary. Up till now during the Advent, we've been reflecting on the final things, the last things, particularly the last day, last judgment, which prepares us for the Lord's final coming at the end of time. But today our liturgy takes a slight turn and has us reflect on the coming of our Lord the Lord who is God eternal, no one like to God, and therefore bids us to run to him, as it were. Here in the Gospel passage, our Lord is telling us to come to him, and he will give us rest. We often complain of all the burdens we have, all the difficulties, the trials we have, how difficult things are. We just can't keep up. Too many demands, etc., etc. We go on and on. And our Lord is telling us, just come to me. I will give you rest. Here, of course, he makes a reference, but only a reference, to eternal life, which will be complete rest, complete consummation in himself. All our attention will be focused on him. But he is also telling us, even in the midst of all of our activities and trials and difficulties, even now, to place it all in his hands. And he tells us, like he tells us, his yoke is easy, his burden is light. We reflect on the life of our Lord, and we're going to see something that seems very intensely heavy to us. Certainly heavier than anything we bear. So compared to what our Lord did for us and the weight he bore, the cross he bore, it is light. But yet he still tells us to come to him. And he still tells us that yoke will be easy, it will be light. Certainly nothing compared to eternity. And so our liturgy bids us to run to him today, who is merciful, who is eternal above all things, above all, eternal. Here we can find fullness of happiness, even with trials. In fact, we can find something light even about our trials, because it's leading us to him. Now you read the lives of the martyrs. They found it exactly that way. Some of them went to some of the most tremendous sufferings. But they went to it with joy. They could even quip and even die with a smile, even if they were feeling intense pain. And today we celebrate one, Pope St. Damasus I, who venerated the martyrs and adorned their crypts and their graves. He was one who promoted, shall we say, the veneration of the martyrs, precisely because of that example they give us of those who, in spite of heavy burdens, lots of trials, etc., and intense pain, remained with a joy. And they could accept it with joy, did, because they knew it was bringing them to Christ. They were imitating him, they were following him, just as our Lord bids us in the Gospel, and they were returning to him. And that's really basically what we are bidden here. That's what we are taught here. We are returning to him. Yes, we have to face trials and sufferings. We do, even in our daily living. But they're bringing us closer to him, and he is coming closer to us. And that is why there's a hint of rejoicing there, because we are uniting much more closely to Christ, whom we love and serve. Praise be Jesus and Mary.